It's Thursday, the 22nd of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The ICT Ministry, as well as Lifeline Childline Namibia, have signed a five-year memorandum of understanding in Windhoek to boost cybersecurity awareness, particularly for children. The partnership aims to improve public education on cybersecurity through initiatives led by Lifeline Childline Namibia. Here is its director, Nicolette Bessinger.
The evidence shows that understanding of online safety and the child's sexual exploitation is still very limited. We do not have the full understanding what it entails. The victims on Oxy rarely report cases, and most perpetrators are persons known to the child. Lifeline is humbled and privileged to partner with MICT.
The Bank of Namibia affirms that the country's exchange control policies and laws are supportive of the burgeoning oil and gas sector. These regulations are crafted to foster a positive investment climate for foreign direct investments while facilitating smooth economic operations. The bank's principal communications officer, Sandra Gari, says,
moreover, foreign investors, as per the exchange control legislative framework, can repatriate profits, dividends and reimbursements to non-resident shareholders and or owners, subject to compliance with minimum requirements, example, laws administered by NAMRA. Both the Namibia's exchange policy and law underscores Namibia's commitment to providing a secure and attractive environment for international investors.
To South Africa, where Action SA's Nobuhle Mthembu has been elected as the new Speaker of Johannesburg's Council, replacing Margaret Arnold. Mthembu won 180 of the 248 votes against the DA's Nhlanhla Sifumba. In her acceptance speech, Mthembu vowed to instill accountability and transparency, focusing on service delivery, inner city rejuvenation and law enforcement. She underscored the urgency of addressing the city's challenges.
The residents of the city can be comfortable that my office will function to protect and advance their interest, ensuring that this new administration represents a much needed shift towards stabilizing governance and prioritizing service delivery.
Niger has restarted crude oil exports through Benin following a dispute that previously halted the flow via a Chinese-funded pipeline, according to Reuters. The conflict arose from Niger's refusal to lift a ban on imports from Benin, leading to a block on exports through the PetroChina-backed pipeline in May. Niger had subsequently shut off the pipeline flow in June. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday heard that violence cost the world nearly $20 trillion last year. The world body says that is 13.5% of global GDP. At a special high-level session of the council, Sierra Leone's foreign minister called on members to do more to prevent ever-increasing conflicts around the globe. Jody Jacobs reports for us from the UN headquarters in New York.
Wednesday's meeting was held against the backdrop of a rising conflicts globally. In addressing the council, Elizabeth Spearhair, Assistant Secretary General for Peace Building Support, insisted that council members and the UN body as a whole must adopt the UN Secretary General's new agenda for peace and break the cycle of violence around the world.
Building and sustaining peace is central to the work of this council and the organization. And yet, the number of conflicts is at a decades-long high.
Spearhair added that it is worrying to see investments in peace and conflict prevention steadily decreasing while military spending is increasing worldwide. The Assistant Secretary General says much more needs to be done if we are to live in a world where, quote, peace resides. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.